influence and persuasion methods in business. Salespeople at the top of their game are all good influencers. They have credibility and are able to position their company and their products and services in a way that makes their offer irresistible to potential clients. So, here are 8 simple methods that you can use to increase your influence in the business world and persuasion tactics you can use to get the results that you want. 1. Identify the problem. We already discussed that people make decisions to either avoid pain or gain pleasure. Statistics prove that people will do a lot more to avoid pain than they will to gain pleasure. So, you need to use this to your advantage. By identifying a specific problem that your audience is having, or more importantly, a desire that they have to avoid pain, you will position yourself well with them and have far more chance of influencing them. 2. Identify the problem consequences. After you have identified the problem or the issue that is causing your audience pain, you need to get the message across to your audience that if they don't take action right now, that they will just experience more pain. The consequence could be financial hardship, health problems, loss of an important relationship, and so on. As the influencer, your solution will fix the problem for them. People tend to hide away from their problems, so you need to bring everything to the surface so that they feel the pain and see your solution as removing this pain. 3. Identify the chosen solution. With this step, you will lead your audience to choose the outcome that they believe will take their pain away. You can provide examples of other things that they could do that would only provide a temporary fix, or even make the problem worse, such as doing nothing at all. A good way to lead your audience to the chosen solution is to ask the right questions. You could ask, "What do you think could help you with your problem?" and "What would be the ideal outcome for you?" Ask them which of the solutions you are offering they prefer the most. Only your chosen solution will tick all of the boxes. 4. Tell your audience about the consequences of the solution. It is vital that your audience understands and accepts all aspects of the new outcome that your chosen solution will provide. You need to get them to fully support the consequences of the new outcome, which will persuade them to say yes to it a lot more readily. If you don't make the consequences of your chosen solution abundantly clear, then if something doesn't work out for them as planned, then they are likely to blame you. For example, people invest in self-help products all the time, but fail to follow through on the advice provided. 5. Check for confirmation. It is your responsibility to ensure that your chosen outcome for your audience is something that they really want. If they are not truthful with you or themselves, then this will not help your ability to persuade them to take the action that you want. When you are checking for confirmation, you need to ensure that your audience is not just telling you what they think you want to hear. Most people avoid being combative and will just agree to avoid any issues. 6. Your solution must be beneficial for your audience. You are a master influencer, so you are not in the business of providing temporary or short-term solutions or quick fixes for the problems that your audience has. So, make it your responsibility to provide your audience with solutions that provide long-lasting results. When you do this, you will make your audience happy, and it will also open the door to further opportunities for you to use your influence power on them again and do further business with them. 7. Reserve your judgment. If a member of your audience makes a suggestion or answers a question in an inappropriate manner, don't make a judgment at this point. You know that everyone sees the world in a different way, so their perception could be different to yours. This makes it tough for you to determine why someone has a particular opinion. Spend time identifying the beliefs, goals, values, and the outlook on life that your audience has. This will not just help you to influence them, but they will form a connection with you because you took the time and effort to really get to know them. 8. Don't correct your audience. There are going to be times when a member of your audience will make a statement that is untrue or false or simply totally incorrect. When this happens to you, and it is very likely that it will, avoid jumping in and correcting them or telling them they are wrong. If you tell someone they are wrong, then you will immediately make their defense mechanisms kick in. People do not like being told that they are wrong. By correcting them, they are very likely to stop listening to you and your ability to influence them is lost. A person that you corrected is probably going to be very busy defending their thoughts and their opinions. Not only does this make your task of influencing them much more difficult, but their whole relationship with you can come into question. The more that your audience opens up and listens to you, the more their resistance weakens. If they get something wrong, it doesn't matter because they are trying to justify in their minds that your story is true. They see themselves in your story, which is exactly what you want. In the next video, we will take a detailed look at the importance of the decision-making process.